You talked about the grandparents, and yeah. You were the only grandchild.
Yeah, I was the only grandchild, and I spent most of my childhood with my grandma. Mhm. And she is really I can sense this with my daughters, that although they didn't have the chance to meet her, she's like an emblematic figure in our family. It's true, I guess, what they say about this aura around grandparents, that they are kind of mythical figures in a family.
And how did you call her? What did you call her?
I called her Nalmama, but now with my daughters, I think I try to reinforce this feeling of identity, so they call her Barakati.
Barakati.
Barakatalin, right. So Barakati. Barakati does this, Barakati does that. And so there she is.
Hello and welcome to the 22nd episode of Take Off, the podcast. Stories by students and classics. Did you recognize the voice of the person speaking about Barakati at the beginning of this episode? If not, it's Lugosz Reka, a teacher at the University of Page, a colleague of mine. Someone who has lots of stories to tell, and one of the things that she has taught is children's literature. But she also teaches reading and writing skills and psycholinguistics. So today we went to the park and had a great conversation, and you can listen to some parts of it if you're interested. So let's continue finding out about Reka's stories.
Eric Byrne was right when he said that.
Eric Byrne,
like games people play, right? When he said once that actually there are these people with whom you sense from the start that there is their grandmother somewhere up in a corner directing them all the time, and this is what I.
You feel that you are
sometimes
like that.
Yeah, look, my grandma is in here and like.
And she lived, used to live where?
In Kolozsvár, most of her time.
She
lived close to Kolozsvár. They were landowners, but somehow the lands left them. she moved to Kolozsvár.
After the war, I guess, right? Or as the
after the war, yes, as social, yes, yes, right. It set in. So they had all these difficult lives. People had in those days, I guess. But that's interesting. I always like hearing about them.
Did you live at that time in Kolozsvár as well? Or?
Yes, I spent my childhood in a small town close to Kolozsvár, which is called Zilah, and is famous partly because Adi Endre spent part of his youth there.
Yeah. High school.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I moved to Kolozsvár later on, joined part of the family, and this is where I went to secondary school and to university.
And that's where you started to study both languages, French.
No, I started studying it back in Zilah, mm-hmm. where, interestingly, you know, as we grow older, and I like saying this, those really important people keep coming back in our memory. Like there was one of my mother's colleagues. His name was Lati Ushka. He was a physician, and he started encouraging me to pick up foreign languages, to start learning
them. How did he encourage you?
He was planning to leave for the United States, like very many people in those days.
Emigrated,
exactly. He kind of initiated a conversation with me and asked me about my favorite group, and I was a Beatles fan.
Uh-huh.
I still am, actually.
You are.
Yeah.
I like them.
I'm not a fan, but I still like them.
And
there's lots of things that I remember having acquiring. I didn't know it was acquisition at that time. Now I know.
In my generation, of course, in yours also.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, there's no big difference. He started asking me about whose music I listened to, and I started, you know, listing the titles, mm-hmm. and I remember he said
yesterday,
in front of every, I remember everything, and I remember he said in front of everybody, this child should learn English mm-hmm. because she's got a gift for it. And that was a very beautiful thing to do. Now I know.
That age?
Yes. I was 12.
12. Mm-hmm.
And that was very useful for my life later on because I didn't have any confidence.
No. Remember that?
No. I didn't think. I always thought I had a very bad accent. Because my
at
mother
at that time you thought
My mother used to say, oh, everybody's got a Zilah accent in Zilah, so there's no way
the way
out.
You spoke Hungarian or
yeah uh-huh. but this is mm-hmm. this is for
of course
language.
At that time you already spoke Romanian as well,
of
right?
Course
you
had to yeah we that. Were all bilingual.
Do you speak four or five languages?
I don't think I speak French very well. No. I could mm-hmm. well of course, but I don't have the practice. I read Italian as well, but everybody does who has a basis in Latin languages, mm-hmm. Romance languages, Romanian being one of them.
Yeah, I see.
Partly. So this is how I often think of Lotzi Uska, mm-hmm. and I say, yes, this is a calling maybe in life to be able to say the right words to people. We have these great myths, these powerful stories for whatever happens in life. Either a crisis or mm-hmm. a euphoric experience. We have, when my daughters ask me, is it true that Cronus ate up his parents? oh my God! And I say, yeah, it may not be true, but it may not have happened like this, but it's true.
Right.
It eats us up, it devours you, unless you have this kairos, the other part of existence.
Umberto Eco has this great idea about, you know, how you can interpret fiction and how once you are within the world of that.
Uh-huh. Is it six walks in the fictional woods?
I think so. I think it's that is there.
Yeah. So it's absolutely crucial.
Yeah.
I don't know if it happened like this, but it's true, and that there is a story for all of us that goes and at all stages of lives.
Yeah, that's nice. For students to actually realize that they have their stories that is worth
absolutely.
That they are worth sharing.
Yeah. Once someone said the universe is made of stories, not atoms, mm-hmm. and yeah, it's. A way of seeing the world, it is. So, I guess that's true.
Yeah, maybe that one day there's going to be a discovery, physics, actually showing how stories are made up by atoms, you know?
Oh,
or
I know.
Stories that are within atoms.
We had a most inspiring physics teacher mm-hmm. after she decided that she wasn't meant to bully us.
Oh.
And then she somehow she revealed the good side, the story side. And what she did all the time was she tried to embed the basic information that we needed to know about physics into these gorgeous stories about great physicists like Bloch and Planck. And
by them or about them?
By both and about. Really? Like, mm-hmm. for example, I had never... What this school system doesn't teach us is to raise the right questions. The Knights of the Holy Grail knew this, that they had to ask the right question, the proper question, that's halfway to redemption. You remember the Fisher King and Percival,
right.
Where is the Holy Grail or what ails thee, King? And then she told us this wonderful story about, I guess, maybe it was Planck, I might be wrong, who said, what is dirt?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought, she said, what dirt is? This is also physics. And we went,
yeah,
we started being
that,
interested.
Yeah.
What is dirt? And of course, we came up with all these definitions. We thought we were very original. We were, obviously.
Of course you were, yeah.
But then
copied
we came up with, she quoted the answer by the physicist in question, saying that dirt is whatever is not at the right place. If butter uh-huh. is on the bread, that's fine. If it's on your skirt, that's dirt. If hair is on your head, that's great. If it's in the soup, that's dirt. And this is what we really need to know. We should know mm-hmm. as teachers and take into account that on the mm-hmm. one hand, make them think about these very basic things, embed them.
Like that.
Yeah. And also the power of the narrative frame of the context that makes things more enjoyable, more understandable for us.
Yeah, great.
More powerful.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Thank
telling
you.
Me and telling any listeners a take of that.
Okay.
And, we'll edit the episode sometime today. It's today, it's Monday, and night's about 11 or maybe coming mm-hmm. up to 12. But we'll have time to do the podcast editing in the afternoon,
okay.
So we'll be out with this the 22nd of the takeoff episode by tonight or tomorrow morning. Thanks again.
Thank you.
listening to the 22nd episode of Take Off the Podcast. And until next time, take it easy.